BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Yesterday we were talking about this couple in America who were friends for ages and then decided to give dating a go for 40 days. Then our listener, Lisa, got in touch saying that she wants to ask her friend if he will do this experiment with her and move from the friend zone into a relationship. So Chris gives him a call. It's amazing. Can you beat Stupid Street on Avicii? And I give the freshers some real talk, a little dose of reality for them. Hello to you if it is moving in weekend. If you're a student, maybe you're a fresher. I've already met the freshers of Scotland this week. Well, some of them, because Scotland do it first. They go back a bit earlier.
It is that time though, isn't it? It's always the moving in weekends.
Yep, so we mentioned this earlier in the week, but a lot of people right now will be driving to their new university. A lot of people will be moving in for the first time and trying to fit all of their stuff into one car load because it's miles away and you can't go back.
And you've got to get the parents in.
Oh, yes, you do want your parents to give you a lift there and to help you with your stuff into the accommodation. But also, parents, could you not talk to other people, please? You could stay silent for the entire thing and don't interfere.
And leave quickly.
Just leave quickly. Say goodbyes.
When I moved in, my mum and dad, they sort of helped unload the car, and I was very keen to get, you know, love my mum to bits, but she was very keen to make friends.
Should we stay for a cup of tea?
No.
I know.
Shall we look round? No.
No. No. You've seen my room. That's all you need to see.
You've taken me here, now leave. Mm. It's probably a bit harsh, but it's true.
It's how you feel at the time. Because, you know, you're in a stressful situation. You're having to meet a lot of new people.
Oh, do you know what the worst was, though, is when I turned up at, because I went to Southampton Uni, when I turned up, it was Glen Eyre Halls. And there was of course, yes. Mm. And there was all these second year reps who were there to sort of help unload the car.
Yes.
And I remember being a bit suspicious of them at the time because they were very over friendly. And then I later found out they were all having bets, you know, to basically scout out who's the mums.
What?
Do you know what I mean? Like,
what, chatting up the mums?
So just all I'd say is those reps are there to help, but be wary of them as well. You know, don't let
leave them with
close.
Your mum for too long.
No.
Also, when you're out, because obviously every night in Freshers Week, sometimes for 2 weeks, so like just go for it. Like it's every night.
Yeah.
It's relentless. But, you know, you'll be able to do it. But just look out for the, you know, be friendly, but do look out for the overbearing one when you're out. Because there's always one.
Mean?
There's one that's just too friendly and don't trust that person.
It's so true, actually, because everyone's keen to impress, aren't they? Mm. But there's some who go too far.
They're not really like that. They're just doing it for a front. They'll be able to last for a week maximum.
It won't last.
And then you'll see their true colours.
It is so true. I can even right now think of those exact people. And it's true. They sort of come across all powerful. They want to arrange everything. They want, you know, follow me to this night where it will never last.
No.
Don't respect their power.
Don't think that they're your actual friend for life. Because you're
oh, this is horrible. They might be, but
they might do.
The odds are
they might turn up, but the odds are very much against
it. Real talk.
Same as if you're in a relationship at the moment and, you know, you're going to university and they're back at home or they've gone to uni somewhere else. It's not going to work. I say this every year, but it's not.
Scott.
It's not. And you might say to me now, oh, well, no, but we're different. We're tight, this relationship. We'll stay together. It won't.
Okay.
No, but my boyfriend doesn't do anything when he's at uni. Okay. Well, how do you know that?
Just putting it
out there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Yep, Tom's been on. You do say the same thing every year. I know, about relationships at uni, but I've been with my girlfriend for 3 years now, November, and she goes to uni and we're stronger than ever. So you can be wrong. I accept that. Mostly not, though. I was someone else saying, I thought my relationship would last. I actually called you and laughed at you a few years back. You were right. It's real uni talk. That's what we're doing.
But yes, but let's all remember here, everyone listening, that this is from a man who didn't actually go to uni.
Well, no.
So
I've been there as a shoulder to cry on for many people when that hasn't worked out.
Right.
You know?
Well, if you're out there and you're worried about your boyfriend or girlfriend, don't. I believe in you.
Nothing with wrong with a bit of honesty now and again. That's what I'm saying.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know, my flatmate's been gone for a while now.
Yeah, do you miss him?
I do, actually, a little bit. Yeah, sometimes. Just normally when it's
dinner time.
Don't know about dinner time. I find that's
there's only so many things in a bag that you can do, isn't there? chicken in a bag.
You can do salmon in a bag now, actually. Yes, you can. And I want to try fish in the dishwasher again, because I tried it once and it wasn't quite cooked enough.
No.
But you can do it, and apparently it's quite nice. It's like steaming it.
But he's been gone a while now, so, I mean, you've been out on your own. You've got to try and manage. I mean, you're alive, aren't you? And you're
still here, yeah. There's just a few things, though, that he's still got at the flat, and I just want to know what your views are on this. So there's a plant, right? Now, I'm not very good with plants. I water it when I can. It's not looking the best. He hasn't bothered to come and pick it up. He's been gone, what, 5-6 months now? It's starting to go brown. I've told him to come and get it, and it's a present from his mum or something, but now it's going to die, let's be honest. And, like, what do I do about that? Do I take it round there? I've asked him to come and get it.
Have you tried giving it mouth to mouth yet?
No, I haven't done that. Then also, there's the pool table. What use do I possibly want for that? It's still in my house.
You don't want it?
Not a pool table, it's like a football table, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I was going to say, where do you keep the pool table?
It's not a pool table, it's just, I just put my washing on it.
No, okay.
Never used it. Still there, taking up a lot of my lounge.
Okay. Well, if he doesn't want that, I will have that.
Do you want that?
100%.
Got room for that?
Not really, but...
But you want room. It? Oh, excellent, this is good. But then, also, here's the thing that I find a bit strange. So we, you know, like those big, it's quite studenty, you know those big, like, bottles you can get, plastic bottles where you just put change in, spare change? That's really full now. He hasn't bothered to take that. He says it's his, but I've also been putting change in there for 10 years.
Oh,
whose is
word.
It?
So
there's a lot of money in there, I reckon.
But it must be so difficult to carry.
It's all in 2p's. Yeah, I can't get out of the house.
Oh, but you
it's
need
like a
to
big Budweiser
it.
Bottle.
But you can take it to one of those banks that the... You know, they're often supermarkets now, and you take all the coins.
Oh, I bet they love you when you turn up. It's like when people do extreme couponing. Have you seen that show?
Yeah.
Where everyone just turns up with the coupons, and they're like 2 hours at the checkout. Yeah, but I've got everything free.
Yeah, but do you know what? I reckon you've got so much more money in that thing than you think.
Do you reckon?
If you took it to one of those
Is it his? Because it's
things.
His thing.
No,
but I've also put money in.
Do you know what? How long has he been gone? Let's say...
6 months.
There's got to be a cut-off. All his stuff in there is technically yours.
But he hasn't bothered to come and get that football table
but
or the plant, so I'm saying that the money in there is mine.
But you see, my natural reaction is I will take those things, but I am one of those people who takes all these things. Like, do you remember when you were getting rid of that telly and you were getting rid of a microwave that ended up
electrocuting your friend? I know, but I wasn't to know that at the time.
I gave it to him and his family. I passed on the microwave and you didn't tell me that.
I didn't know it was faulty. It was just in the garage.
His poor mum.
Was it his mum that got the belt?
Yes.
I do apologise.
That was awful.
I didn't know that.
I then had to come around collecting it anyway.
The TV's still working?
No, it's not anymore, actually. Oh. That went a while ago. But the point is, I take these things off you and I don't really have the room. Then I get shouted at for...
You can have it all. Like, everything must go. It's like Christmas at my house at the moment. You're welcome to it all, apart from the money.
BBC Radio 1.
Daily. Yesterday, we were chatting about this US couple who were originally good friends and decided to date for 40 days to see what would happen as an experiment. And they did a blog, which became massive online. Then our listener came on yesterday, Lisa, and said she would do it.
Yeah, why not? Give it a go.
Who with?
Oh, I don't want to say his name.
Okay, don't say his name, but what is he to you? Is he like a best mate?
He's my friend. He got on with my sister. And
okay,
then my
good.
Sister kept trying to set me up with him, and it never really happened. And now we're just friends.
Are you firmly in the friend zone?
We send each other pictures of cats.
Yeah.
Tell you what, you think about it tonight. If you want to pursue this idea, then get in touch, and I will call him for you tomorrow.
She will never answer
you
her phone again.
You don't have to. Just give it a think.
She won't answer the phone again.
I'll think about it.
Have a think.
All right. Okay. Maybe I'll speak to you tomorrow then.
Yeah, okay.
I'm keeping your number. Remember, don't screen me.
All right.
Okay, so we've spoken to Lisa today, and she thinks it's a yes, and now is a good time to ask him, the friend, if he wants to go out and make it a thing. So Chris is going to call him... Oh, God.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Lisa...
Oh, my God. Yeah.
is the doubt creeping in again?
Oh, it never left.
Okay, so yesterday, if you remember... We were talking to Lisa about the idea of her maybe dating her mate. Now, this all was when we were talking about this blog that I read about two American friends that even though they were proper friends, not just friends that you fancy, they've been friends for ages, they decided for 40 days to date each other. And From what we can gather, it's worked out quite well. And each stage of the relationship, they've been blogging about every day. They've always gotten really well, so they thought, well, let's give it a go then.
They've both just jumped into the deep end, really, haven't they?
Yeah.
They've both just gone, you know what, let's go for it.
Yeah. And I like this idea a lot.
No, of course you like this idea, because you're not in the middle of it.
Hey, Lisa raises a good point.
I kind of am.
Oh, yeah, well, you are, but yeah.
So you've got a friend.
Yeah.
Do you fancy him?
Well, the thing is, I've known him for ages, and then my sister always used to try and get us together. And I was like, what? No, he's just a friend. No, don't really see him that often anyway. And now we've got closer and closer, and then I did start to like him. And now I'm like, I'm not really sure, but we're still like really good friends. And it's like, there's like never really been anything. Oh, God. I'm just really scared, because I get embarrassed really easily.
It's fine.
I don't want this to be, though, that this is just an excuse for you to ask him out. I think this is that you are both friends, isn't it?
We are, yeah.
But you are both single. You're nice people.
Yeah.
And you're kind of up for giving it a go.
Yeah, why not?
It's like we need a contract to be drawn up here. This is not just a fancy going out for a drink. This is a full-scale 40-day commitment.
Mm. Although I was thinking about this. I'm not sure we should do 40 days. I think we should just do a week.
We'll see how it goes.
Well, because however interesting you are, Lisa, and I would like to keep an eye on this relationship, I don't really want to do it for 40 days.
Whereas, yeah, no, I know what you mean.
With a week, we can sort of dip in and out for a week, you know?
Oh, but you can't tell in a week.
I think you can.
Do you think, Lisa?
We can do a week. A week's good.
Also, I think for you, it will be better because, you know, if it doesn't work out after a week, you can just go back to being friends.
To friends.
You know, there's nothing to see here, just friends.
Yeah.
That's still going to be awkward, though, isn't it? Because sometimes during the week, you will, you know.
Well, I haven't got any plans for, you know, that yet.
Okay. Oh. So, after our conversation yesterday.
Yeah.
Have you spoken to the guy that you're talking about?
Well, I was texting him yesterday anyway, and I texted him saying, oh, I was just on the radio. And he didn't hear it, but. Quite a lot of people did, and they were like, because obviously I mentioned I've got a twin and for where I was from and stuff, and they knew. And and then his friend listened to it, and they were like, Lisa, you've got to do it.
Now, Chris here said that, and I'm not sure this is a great idea, that he would call your friend for you to possibly save some of the awkwardness and just kind of lay the cards on the table.
Would that be easier for you, Lisa, that I do it rather than you, or do you want to?
Yeah. You can do it.
Do you think it saves some of the awkwardness or not?
No, because if Chris does it, then I'd just pretend it didn't happen if he says no.
Oh, well, you're going to pass it off as a wacky radio prank that was invented by us?
Yeah, of course we will, yeah.
All right, thanks very much. Right, so are you ready to reveal the name of your friend, Lisa?
Yeah. His name is Steve.
Steve,
yep. That's his real name.
Okay. And you don't think he's heard what we were saying yesterday?
No.
You are up for Chris calling Steve, your friend, to see if he would be up for the idea of just giving it a go.
Yeah.
I'm really not sure you're the first person I'd go to.
Oh, John, it's probably better than you doing it, this, Scott. You'd just full on embarrass me, wouldn't you?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I think you'll find I'm very sensitive. I don't know what kind of person you've mistaken me with.
I've listened to your show many times.
No, I wouldn't stitch you up. Because, you know, I'm playing with your life here. Lives. Okay, right. Yeah. So even I feel really nervous now. But we've come this far, so let's go through with it, shall we?
Yep.
I hate to be all Dermot O'Leary and go after the break, but after this song, we're going to call Steve. And Chris is going to do it on your behalf. All right, Lisa?
Yeah.
All right, wait there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
How you feeling, Lisa?
I'm so scared.
Okay, well, this will be over within minutes, all right?
Okay.
Okay, Chris, you like be sensitive, yeah?
Yeah. I think it will be fine because I will just talk to him man to man.
Okay, we've got his number and I'm going to ring him right now. Here we go. Lisa, stay on the line so you can hear what's going on.
Hello.
Hello, is that Steve?
It is.
Hi, Steve. My name's Chris, and I'm calling from the Scott Mills Show on Radio 1.
Hello.
Were you expecting this call?
I kind of saw something on Facebook last night, but I, not really.
You got a couple of minutes to talk?
Yep.
I've got this idea that I really want to run past you.
Okay.
I should warn you right now that the whole nation is listening, so no pressure.
Okay.
I want to ask you something. If you like the idea, then we can go with it. But if you don't, we can just forget this conversation ever happened, all right?
Okay.
Like, I'm happy to deny it, you can deny it, and we'll just pretend it never existed.
Right.
Are you single?
I am.
Can I give you this hypothetical situation?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say you know a nice girl, and you're both single.
Yeah.
But you're both firmly in the friend zone.
Okay.
Like, maybe you send pictures of cats to each other, that kind of thing.
That's one way.
Yeah. Well, then, I was thinking this. Maybe for 1 week, and I'm talking hypothetically, what if you agreed to date this girl?
Yeah.
So you'd be completely exclusive to each other, and you just have to give it a go and see if you can potentially move out of the friend zone and into a happy couple.
Right.
How would you feel about that?
Yeah, I'd give it a go.
You don't sound too sure to me.
No, it's like I say, got to know her quite well recently, and she's a good friend. But yeah, I didn't see it, if it didn't work out, I didn't see anything changing between us. So,
I was only talking hypothetically. Who are you talking about?
A friend called Lisa.
Oh, good. Phew. Now, let's say she was interested in this scenario. So she was up for sort of giving it a go and dating you. Is this something that you might be interested in?
Yeah, I think so.
You're not sounding convinced here.
No, she's really nice. She's a good girl.
Have you ever thought of dating her before?
It has crossed my mind.
Have you ever, you know?
Not with her, no.
And you used to know her sister quite well?
Yes, I do, yeah. I do know her twin.
And have you?
What do you mean? No, I've just, I've never been friends with her.
Right, okay. Right, well, this is going well. So, you're single, you're very much single. That's the main point here.
Yeah, I'm very much so single.
Okay, so we were talking about this couple, and they started dating each other, they were just friends, and it's ended up working out really well for them. So what we were thinking is maybe if you started dating your friend, if you both agreed, even though you're just friends, you might end up a nice, happy couple.
It's a possibility, isn't it?
And this could be a beautiful thing.
It could well be.
There would be a few things that you'd have to change. I mean, you'd both have to be exclusive. You couldn't go around, you know...
Yes, with other people, yeah.
With other people, and... you would have to change your relationship status, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And you can't just be putting it's complicated. It's got to be full-on relationship.
Right, okay.
You've probably got to put a couple of kisses after Lisa's name in your phone, that kind of thing.
Right, okay.
You don't have to do Rudy's.
Right. I don't find that much fun, you don't.
Well, no, because this is just about the relationship, you know?
I know. Yeah, that's fine.
You would have to see each other every day.
Right, okay. We pretty much do anyway.
And just keep us updated with how it's all going.
Okay.
Hello, Steve.
Yeah?
Hello, it's Scott Mills from Radio 1.
Hello, Scott Mills.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, sorry, just listening in there. Well, this sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Aren't you going to a wedding tomorrow?
I am going to a wedding tomorrow, yes.
Oh, who are you going to that with?
I'm going with Lisa.
Oh, okay.
You see, this is perfect, because this could be your first date.
Date at a wedding, weird. I quite like it, though.
Whose wedding is it tomorrow?
To be honest, I'm not that sure. it's Lisa's mum's friend, I think.
But Lisa's family's going to be there, so it'll be a bit weird when you turn up holding hands tomorrow.
It will be, but my mate Deacon's going with her sister, so it won't be too bad.
And would you maybe be holding hands at the wedding?
Ooh, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
Hey.
This could be great. See how it goes. Hi, Lisa.
Hiya.
Lisa, say hi to your boyfriend.
Oh, God, hi, Steve.
Hi, Lisa.
This is amazing.
No, it's not.
It is amazing,
oh,
Lisa.
God. Oh, my God.
I'm flapping.
Don't flap.
Oh, God.
Are you doing that thing? Are you doing that thing that girls do where they, like, fan their eyes? It doesn't actually work. Doesn't do anything.
No, it's not fan my... No, I just sort of, like, keep my elbows in, but, like, sort of try and fly. I just do it when I'm, like, stressed.
Oh, like a bird?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
Oh, my God. And you mentioned about how this is my first date on Saturday. So I basically, because I've never been on the first date before, I've never been on a date before, and I've never received a Valentine's card or anything like that. So basically, in front of about 8 million people listening, you've just set up my first date.
But it's great.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's something to tell the kids. I mean, maybe I'm skipping it a little bit. Steve?
Whoa.
Steve, are you regretting this now?
No.
Oh, my God. See, he's bang up for it. For 7 days.
Oh, God.
Well, this is amazing. It's just annoying that we're not on air tomorrow and Sunday, but I want to hear all about it on Monday. That is a cert.
Okay. You all right. About it on Monday.
It will be Monday morning because we're doing the breakfast show on Monday. So will you be in the same house or will you be, do we call you separately?
I'll be at work as well.
Oh, yeah, just checking then. All right, I'll speak to you on Monday morning.
See you
tomorrow. Love this. Love you. Bye. The Scott Mills Daily. So much reaction to the Lisa and Steve thing. So they're going to try going out with each other for 7 days. And it's all our fault.
It's really weird now, though, isn't it? I mean, just imagine they've got to... I mean, they've come off the phone and suddenly it's like...
Yeah. Meeting up tonight. They'll have to meet up tonight. They have to meet up for 7 days. That's the rules. And they have to say that they are exclusive to each other. They have to change their relationship status on Facebook. And... They've got to see each other tomorrow at a wedding.
If anyone asks, each of them have got to say that they've got a boyfriend or got a girl. I mean, it is...
This is my girlfriend, Lisa.
It's so weird because they must see each other tonight and go, right, this is happening.
Okay, so that's... right, we're boyfriend and girlfriend now. Who needs the millionaire matchmaker when we have you, legend, says Brad in Wokingham. Millionaire matchmaker is good, though. Has anyone seen that?
No, I
haven't.
Oh, my
God, how can you not miss... ITV2. Get involved
so
with it.
So what is it? So millionaires getting paired up, right?
Yeah, in Beverly Hills. Brilliant.
Okay. Well, it's right up your street.
So up my street. Susie from Manchester said that was brilliant. Awkward, but brilliant. Can't wait for Monday's breakfast show. I know, that's the first time we're going to catch up with them because Grimmy's off on Monday. That was so lovely and awkward. Says Georgia from Manchester.
You hear that often, do you?
So lovely and awkward. Hope everything works out for the new couple. This is the cutest thing I've ever heard. Thank you for making my traffic jam really nice. I'm smiling for them. Aww. OMG. Okay, you've gone on too long now. Steph, stuck at some services on the M40. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Hi, Carl.
Hello, mate. How's it going?
Yeah, all right. What are you doing this Friday?
This Friday? Probably hitting Norwich, Prince of Wales, down Norwich.
Ah, Prince of Wales, Norwich. Yes.
Yes, mate.
Are you... Yes, mate. Are you working at the moment?
Just finished work. Just left off.
Nice. Okay. And what about Avicii? What are you saying? Big fan?
Yeah, massive fan. Just got back from Bulgaria and heard his tune Wake Me Up.
Yeah, or everywhere, literally every single resort, all over the world. Okay, well, I'm going to play the new track, which is our track of the day. That's next, it's called You Make Me. Have you heard it yet?
No, I haven't, to be fair.
It's really good. We're playing it every show today on Radio 1. First, though, I'm going to test your knowledge, just your brain, really. I've got loads of Avicii facts. I've got 15 here. You've got to tell them back to me. Here's the person that you're up against today on Stupid Street. See what they think of them first.
Hi, what's your name and where are you from?
I'm Ashley. I'm from Faith.
And have you heard of Avicii?
Yes. They're really good. I like Avicii.
So Ashley thinks that Avicii are really good. I have to say, I love her as well.
They are really good.
So... That gives me the idea that maybe he doesn't know that much about Avicii, but you never know. Right, I've got 15 facts. Are you ready to take them all in?
Yes.
Okay, listen to me. His real name is Tim Bergling. He is from Sweden. His birthday is on the 8th of December. He is 23 years old. He started making music aged 8. His new single, You Make Me, is released on the 14th of October. It's the second single taken from his debut album, True. Pete Tong had the first play of this single on BBC Radio 1. His previous single, Wake Me Up, featured Aloe Black. Wake Me Up is currently the fastest-selling single of 2013. He loves Swedish House Mafia. He's playing the Roundhouse in Camden next Friday. His dream collaboration would be Adele. He co-wrote the theme for this year's Eurovision Song Contest. He performed at Creamfields recently. Okay. You've got 30 seconds to tell me. Go.
His name is Tim. He's from Sweden. He's born on the 8th of December. He's age 23. Age 23. First started creating music when he was age 8. Wake Me Up single was the fastest selling single. And performed at the Eurovision. That's all I've got.
30 seconds, bang on. Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, let's see how Ashley did with her Avicii knowledge.
Avicii is 23. He's from Sweden. He would like to collaborate with Adele. Wake Me Up is the fastest selling single of 2013. They've got amazing songs. His real name is Tim Bergen. Can't think. He does the moonwalk.
What?
His dancing's amazing. I can't remember anymore.
Made up the moonwalk bit. Hey, Carl, you got 7.
Oh, standard. Not too bad.
No. Ashley got 5. You've beaten Stupid Street.
Yes.
Yes, Carl. Yes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, hey up. Danny Howard and his love rugger here.
Hi, Scott. Well, it's quite covered up today.
it's raining
outside. It gets wet.
It does.
It's like a sponge.
Oh, no, it probably just clean. Smells of wet dog.
Something like that, yeah.
So, Danny Howard is the Lord of the Dance tonight on Radio 1.
Yeah.
Because you're in for Pete Tong.
Yes, I am. We're just talking about that because we've got DJ Pierre.
Oh, is he the one on the bike? Onions around the neck.
It's what you imagine, isn't it?
I'm too sure.
Danny was... I was like, what's on the show tonight, mate? He's like, yeah, DJ Pierre. And I have to admit, I haven't heard of DJ Pierre.
He's a legend.
Apparently he's huge.
He's probably up and coming.
He's a legend. Apparently he's going into the Hall of Fame.
Oh,
show some respect, Scott.
How come that's passed me by?
DJ Pierre.
I'm normally quite up on my DJs.
Especially the French ones.
Yes. Yes, I am. What else is on?
We have got Firebeats, who are some young Dutch DJ producers up and coming. They're up and coming.
Yeah.
Got them on doing the goody goodies. Got Hosh, who is Pete Tong's future stars. And then I'm playing my... At Creamfields, 2 weeks ago, we're playing my set out again for the Hot Mix.
Oh.
Yes. Was it going to be good?
It was good, yeah. I've listened to it about 10 times just to make sure that it's broadcastable. So that's going to be on tonight as well, my set from Creamfield.
Is that not weird, though, when you're listening to your own DJ set and sort of dancing? It's kind of odd, isn't it?
It's like just dancing to my own tunes, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's weird when I come on the microphone because I hate my microphone voice.
That one?
What, your club microphone
voice?
Yeah,
it's different to telephone and different to radio.
Is it like, put your hands in the air?
Just like that, Scott, yeah. Just like that.
Danny Howard tonight in for Pete Tong on BBC Radio 1. Give it a listen if you're on Alpha Out tonight. Okay, real or no real, Danny's playing.
Yeah, I am.
From this lot, which are fictitious and which are true?
Before the success of Blurred Lines, Robin Thicke made money as a unicycling street performer called Tricky Thicky.
Good work.
He's only ever been cool, in my opinion. He's one of those that I reckon was cool at school.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, because he is cool.
He sat at the back of the class with his sunglasses on.
He's cooler 12. Than all of us.
I've got a brilliant picture of him. He is cool. And it was taken at a studio, it's not far from here. And I'm wearing some of my sunglasses that maybe I got in Cavos. And I've put €5. I've put them on because he's wearing sunglasses. He's got a lot of leather on.
Just to fit in.
I've just recently seen the photo. I looked it back and I was like, oh, he looks cool. I've got my specs on from Cavos. I've still got the UV rays sticker on it. You know the little sticker?
I know the one you mean.
Yeah, so that's not cool. Robin Thicke, though, in 30 years, will be the Hoff.
Were these the glasses that you had on a Monday?
He will, won't he?
No, they're not those.
Not the Gaga glasses.
No, not those ones, no. He will be the Hoff. A lot of leather. But was he a unicyclist called Tricky Thicky in a previous life?
Oh, I can't see it. I would have thought he'd always be doing something cooler than that. So I'm saying no real.
I'm saying no real.
That one is no real.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. What about this one? Is this feasible?
The Wanted's Jay owns a pet dragon.
Actual dragon? They don't exist?
You can't know because there are those oversized lizards, aren't there, that are technically dragons.
Or a dragonfly, maybe.
Or a dragonfly, but that wouldn't be impressive at all, would it?
Are you talking about the iguanas?
The what?
Iguanas. One of my friends had one of those once.
The iguanas?
Yeah. That's not a dragon, is it?
I don't even know what that looks like.
Well, no, big, scaly, horrible things.
Okay.
He kept it as a pet.
I can
in his living room.
Do you know what though? If you were a pop star and you start getting the monies, and they've had a few hits, they've got the monies. You start spending it on weird things, don't you?
Yeah, well, you run out of things to spend it on, don't you? I imagine.
Just go out and buy a dragon.
So I think the dragon could be one. It's certainly what I would consider buying if I had monies.
What, the first thing you consider?
It's not the first thing I'd consider, but
maybe a house.
The idea's in my head now, and I think it would be cool to say you own a dragon.
And Jay, if anyone from the band, seems like the type that would have one, in my opinion. What do you think?
Is he the crazy one?
I'm not
up on my wanted facts.
He's the prankster.
Okay.
Definitely. So Jay owns a dragon, real or no real?
No real for me. They don't exist.
I'm saying real.
That one is real.
Still have no idea. I don't know what kind of dragon it is. I'm looking into it. I'll get back to you if
it's
you care.
It's a bearded dragon.
Wow.
What is that?
Where?
That's just blown my mind. There is such a thing, a bearded dragon.
Oh.
Incredible.
Oh, that's horrible.
It's like a frog gone wrong.
Yeah, it really is. Squashed frog. Next.
Singer Pink actually hates the colour pink, so much so that fans are banned from wearing the colour to her concerts.
Oh, come on, you can't ban fans from wearing pink.
No.
It's interesting, though. I wonder why she did call herself Pink. I think there are some artists, and I would like to do this on the show where we go through their names and actually work out why they were called that. Because you just accept it, don't you? Pink is pink.
It's like blue. Why do they call themselves blue?
Probably for very different reasons.
Mm.
Yeah.
I would like to know that. Because her real name's like Alicia or something. So where does she come up with pink from?
But banning pink, I mean, you just can't do that, can you?
I think it's her favourite colour, so this is no real from me.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Yeah. Well done to both of you there. And what about this final pop fact? Real or no real?
1D's Niall Horan has a phobia of pigeons, developed after one flew in through his bathroom window and attacked him whilst he was having a wee.
God, that'd be terrifying, wouldn't it?
It's my worst nightmare, birds attacking me.
Especially when you're walking down the road.
No, it is. You've seen that film, The Birds, terrifying.
No, I haven't.
Don't watch it if you don't like birds.
Things with pigeons and stuff like that, they always look like they're about to hit you, and you duck and you look ridiculous. You always look stupid. They always really mug you off, pigeons, but they never hit you.
That's because they are actually planning to take over the world, as we've discussed before.
So imagine that in your bathroom.
They're plotting something. Oh, imagine that. I know, because you can't get away, can you?
So having a nice relaxing bath, candles, everything.
Oh, that's why I won't leave my window wide open. I tell you when I'm
in the bath.
If you're
having a wee, what are you meant to do? Because you'd be flapping around going, get out. You know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't...
Shoo!
There's
shoo.
Nothing you could do until you'd have to finish. And...
I know. So, Niall Horan absolutely can't stand pigeons now because one flew through the bathroom window.
I'm going to say real on this one.
Same real.
Both saying real?
Real.
That one is real.
Yes. Good round of real or no real,
What is it? What's the score?
You scored 30, Danny. I scored 40.
Which means I lost.
Yes, you did. But you're a winner because you're doing Pete Tong show tonight.
Always a winner when you do Pete Tong show.
So, Danny Howard on Radio 1 tonight with all the dance musics from 9 o'clock on BBC Radio 1.
Yes!
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Steve said yes to Lisa. Find out how they're getting on in their new relationship. Monday morning on The Breakfast Show, we're on for one day only in for Grimmy. Also joining us and bringing his brand new single in is James Arthur.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.